Bless you, everybody with us tonight. Appreciate everyone that's come this way. It's been a good week so far, and I appreciate the liberty that's been here this week. And I tell you what, I thank God most of all for the presence of God being with us. And that's the main thing. And I hope and pray tonight that God's will be done in tonight's service.
Right.
And I've said this first of the week, and I'm still saying it now. Hey, if you feel the knock of a God up on your heart, hey, go.
Right.
Amen. Don't hesitate. Don't worry about interrupting the service. If God's knocking on your heart's door, get up out of your seat and come forth. That's what he said. He said, I stand at the door knocking. If anybody open unto me, I'll come in and have supper with you. I'm glad. Amen. That my God is never one that will interrupt a service. He's always got his own time.
Amen.
This is God's service tonight, and this is what he wants. And if we'll be out obedient to the Spirit, we can have a great service tonight.
Yes.
As I said, I didn't bring revival. We had a beginning of each and every one of young. So I just come to be obedient to the Lord tonight. And I tell you what, I know without a shout of doubt, we're looking for a good service tonight. How do you say that? I'm going to tell you something. As I talking to my wife on the way down, and she seemed like she had the same thing, the old devil was fighting today. I guess I got his ballpark last night. But that's all right. We're going to keep on getting in it, and I hope and pray that God just comes down and breaks loose.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, if you're here heavy laden tonight, you're a special guest in God's house also. You can come and be saved tonight. You can come and find help tonight. You can find wherever you need tonight.
That's right. Right.
I'm going out of the book of Isaiah tonight, chapter 55. Chapter 55 of Isaiah tonight, the Bible says like this in verse 1. Lo, everyone that is athirst, come unto thee, unto the waters, and thou hast no money, come eat and buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your hearts, let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I give him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. He said, behold, I shall call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not, they shall run unto thee because of the Lord. Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Brother Ken, will you take us to the Lord in prayer, Mr. Finch? Oh, God, I come to you tonight, Heavenly Father. I hope you're reaching down to the hook tonight. In the glory of your Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I pray tonight that God may have his glory tonight in all things. But I want to come to you tonight. He said right here, he said in the first verse, he said, everyone that is thirst, I come to the waters, and let him that has no money, I come ye and buy and eat. Ye come by wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that thing? that which is not bread, and that your labor for that which is satisfied not. Hearken diligently unto me, and let ye that which is good, that it your soul delight yourself in fatness. I want to preach a message to you tonight. It's this: the investing in God. Investing in God tonight. You see, he told us here in the Word that why do you invest money in things that's in this world? That, let me tell you, so the Bible said what? That rust and corrupt and all, I will have remnant on it. After a certain time, everything begins to wear off. Even a new vehicle or a clothes or any kind of jewelry that you have or anything else in this world, after a time, the wear and the new parts will begin to wear out. The new spell will finally vanish away. Let me tell you now, friend, there is nothing down here for eternity in this world down here that we live in. But except one thing, and that is the Word of God. Shall never pass away. The soul of salvation that's been given to every man according to Jesus Christ. That dug on a rugged cross. That you may have life and more abundantly. And that soul shall go on to be with God. But that is no body that we have, which is breaking down and getting old, and shall return back to the dust of the earth. I'm going to tell you something, friend, tonight. God wants us to invest in something good. You see, we can go out here and work 6 days a week, 9 or 10 or 12 hour job chills, and we'll go out here and we'll sweat. The Bible says, which is from the beginning of time, God told Adam, by the sweat of your brow, you'll work this ground, you'll get out here and slave up on it, and it will be hard labor, you'll do your best, and you get out this job, and you'll work yourself, and to the bone, and what you do, you'll come home, and you'll complain, oh, how bad my job is, how hard it is today, how dog for what, and for a little bit of money, we'll go out day after day, and do this same job, and keep on doing it, until we finally get to the point of our lives, that we may reach retirement, and if we ain't that lucky to get it, and we may receive a little check, every month, and for the labor we've done, but let me tell you, friend, what is that to be looking at, and when the money finally runs out, and when the hope finally gone, and when this world finally turns your back on you, or sickness falls on you, and you can't turn to the almighty dollar and to find help, and you can't find in this world, and only doctors can do so much, and only this world can help you.
Amen.
Let me tell you about God. Let me tell you about my help tonight. The Bible says what? He said over there in the book of Revelation. He said, listen to what he said. He said, I've counseled thee. He said, I've tried to do my best. But I'm trying to counsel you a little bit and make you understand. I'm telling you, I'm trying to talk to you a little bit. God is beginning to talk to us and make us realize one thing. While we're in this world, and we're going to be visible, and we're going to have trials and tribulations. But let me tell you something. The Bible says, I counsel thee, and to buy of thee gold, and pride in the poor, that thou shalt be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thou shame of thy nakedness, and to not appear, and anoint thy eyes with thy eyes rash, that thou mayest see. And you know what God wants us to invest in? He wants us to invest in Him. He said in the Word of God, and lay up treasures in heaven where men of moth or corruption can't touch
them.
You see, we're living in a day and time of our lives that we're looking at around about us. And we see so much trouble. Let me tell you something. We see so much hard pain today. Everywhere we turn. But where can we turn to? We can turn our eyes to Jesus. You know what Psalm 121 says? I will lift my eyes into the hills. I will come
cometh my help, and my help comes from the Lord. I want to show you how good an investment it must be to live in a place with Jesus Christ. I'm going to show you two things, two different people in the Word of God, and tonight to show you what kind of investment it must be. The first one, I'm going to take you over there to the Word of God, which I read a little bit last night, and I want you to realize one thing, what this means. I will show you this rich man that had lived substantially. Every day he lived it up. He had people waiting on him. He had people serving him. And this man was not found in want in any way of the earthly way. And you see, he lived substantially. He lived in this earth. He spent his money. And he done what he wanted to. And then let me tell you something, friend. Even though he says Lazarus deserved and the crumbs that fell from his table, I will tell you something, friend. And that same rich man talks about through the land and through the Word of God. He said he come to a point of his life that he said my barns are full and I have more than I can take. He said I will turn up my old barns and build bigger ones. And he said what? And God said to him, he said, so I'll take my ease. But God said to him, surely thy soul will be part of thy hand. The Bible said, he went on to say that rich man lifted his eyes out of hell.
Right.
You see, he invested in things of this world. The Bible says, what we sow, shall we reap it? You going to reap earthly things? You going to sow to earthly things? You going to reap sorrow?
Yeah.
But if you sow to spiritual things, praise God, you going to reap joy everlasting.
Right.
But let me tell you something, friend. Those spiritual things, it's worth sowing to.
Right.
But let me tell you what I said. I was going to get on two different men tonight.
Come on,
I was going over here to another man. The Bible tells us that this man, he was a normal man. That Jesus called him out of this world to be a disciple of his. He went on down. I knew he was a fisherman of men. But the Bible says what? That Jesus talked to him one day upon the mountain. He said, let me tell you something. He said, let me tell you something, Peter. And listen to me. He said, you love my sheep. He said, yeah, Lord, I know I love them. He said, he come to him again. He said, Peter, and do you love my sheep? He said, yeah, Lord, I do. He said, feed them. He said, feed them. And let me tell you what you need to do. I want you to go out in this world. But I want you not have an earthly mind. But I want you to have a spiritual mind. He said, I want you to go out in this world. And don't you worry about the ring that you wear. You know what's wrong with the world today? And we can't go to church and without looking in the mirror 150 times to see if everything looks good. You know why? Because we're worried more about our dresses, and we're worried more about our men's clothes, and we're worried about where everything looks all right, and then coming in the house and with a dressed up heart ready to be God. You know what we do in this day and time we live in?
Come on.
Hey, we're worried more about what we look like.
Yeah.
Well, he told Peter, he said, Peter, let me tell you, don't you go out in this world. He said, I've called you to be fishermen of men. And I've called you out to do what? I go out and feed my sheep. He said, don't you think about what you're going to take. Don't you take two remnants with you. He said, I'm sending you out just like you are. He said, I don't believe Peter come in there. The Bible don't say. If I could be just a fleshly man just a minute and realize, just give you an example of what he might have said. Oh Lord, what am I going to wear? And what am I going to take to eat? And don't I need to get a luggage ready? He said, oh Peter, listen to me. He said, them worldly things and them earthly things is carnal and they'll pass away. But what you need to be worried about is spiritual things. You say, I will provide for you. You say, I'll hold you over there in the Word of God. He said, consider the birds of the earth.
Yeah.
They don't work for no. Hey, but I feed them daily. He said, get up down there in that valley. And he said, look at them lilies. He said, all the glory in them. He said, they didn't tell no beauty about them. He said, but I clothe them and I made them pretty. I will clothe you. I took care of the Israelite people. And when they was in the land of the wilderness, I let their clothes, they were waxed old. I fed them from heaven. I brought a quail. I fed them from water from the rock. And my God is still God. And my dad is still king. And I'm still serving hell. And you must keep on serving me.
You said we get to worry about everything else.
Maybe we need to come to church one Sunday. Women, let's just leave the makeup off and come as you are.
Come on, brother.
Don't worry about your hair. Hey, don't worry about the jewelry.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The Bible does say it's the adorning of the heart and not the outside adorning. Yeah. Hey, we are to come with our hearts adorned in the presence of Almighty God. Yeah. Hey, man, we are to sometimes, instead of putting our three-piece suit on, just slide our blue jeans on, put our cowboy boots on, a nice dress shirt on, and come on to church. And come to do what? Hey, be men of God. And raise our hands and praise God. And we are to be coming into the house of God godly and worshiping Him. That's still a preacher up there and jerking on the chain. And just to get it started.
Amen.
Amen. Altars open.
Some of the church service we get into is like a working on a steel.
Yeah.
You can't ever, you crank all you got.
Right.
But when you do get it started, it runs good.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
You know something?
Praise God.
Listen to me tonight.
Come on, brother.
Bless you, Lord.
You see, God took Peter by the arm.
Yeah.
He said, don't you listen to me, Peter. He said, I've seen you have to do one thing. Praise. He said, I want you to go out in these highways. He said, I want you to go in the highways of hedges.
Yes.
He said, I want you to go out there where men or women are lost.
Yeah.
I want you to go out there and be something.
Amen.
He said, I want you to be the image of thee. You see, that's what Christian people are to be.
That's right.
The image of God. You know something? You all hearing this? Have you ever heard the old saying, we're the only Bible that some lost people read?
Yeah.
I wonder what they're reading this day and time.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that on that UNIV thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But I want to tell you what. Some of the people I see, it ain't King James Version.
Amen. Come on,
bro.
That's good. Praise
the Lord.
You know, some of the Bible says we're begotten by the Word.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
But I wonder sometimes if some of these people in this world that call themselves Christian, if the Word really hit them, what will they look like?
Come on, bro.
Yeah. I'll come up with a black eye.
Yeah.
But I'm getting back to Peter. Listen to me now. He said, Peter, don't you listen to me. He said, I've come down here for 33 years to walk on this earth. And he said, I've come to do what? I've come down here, and he says, I've come to set the captive free. I've come to heal the ones that needed help. I've come down here to do all this. But I have one reason to come down here for. And that is to do what? That is to me go walking up that Calvary's hill. I burn the cross. That can be a curse to man to be what? Hung up on. He said, I'm down here to do what? I'm here to be the ultimate sacrifice. Because God looked through this world and He found none that's worthy. I'm going to die for you. But He said, I was. And my only Son. And my only beloved Son. And without blemish. And without spot. I stepped out on this world. And to die for you, Peter. And that you may have life. And more abundantly. And that I would go. And to Calvary's hill. And that the ones in the Old Testament have talked about a Savior. You look at it now, Peter. I'm going to die for you. And even though you deny me, even though you turn your face against me, I will still die for you.
Amen.
I'll still go to that cross.
Yes.
They'll spit in my face, Peter.
Yep.
They'll mock me.
Come on.
They'll strip me of my robe and they'll grasp me with a cat of 9 tails. They'll rip my skin from my body and my body will bleed.
Yes.
And I will be mocked and I will be persecuted there. But let me tell you, Peter, and when they begin to drive the nails in my hand, let me tell you something. You remember one thing. And when I told
think in this world there ain't no vestment. But there ain't God, there is a vestment.
Yeah,
there is something I need to do. And he said, I didn't begin to think. Hey friend, this is when you come to realization that God is a sound investment. It's a sure investment. It's a positive investment. It's a vestment that won't go bankrupt. It is one that you don't get on the stock market and find. And that you watch go up and down. Hey, my God has never lost one digit. He's still going up. And every one that he wins, every one that he gains, is another soul that won't go to hell.
Amen.
And that's what he come to die for all.
Amen.
You see, let me tell you something. Peter began to get this in his mind. He said, I believe there is something there. He said, let me tell you. And I believe when he began to get that in his mind and begin to think of that thing, I believe he began to say, hey, there is something there that I need to get to. It ain't about me anymore. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Nobody's told you it ain't about you anymore. Hey, when you got your heart right with God and God wrote your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, it was about you anymore. You see, God made you a promise that he would never forsake you and never leave you. He would take care of you every day of your life. He didn't promise you no better roses. He didn't promise you a paved highway. He didn't promise you there wouldn't be no tears or no pain or heartache. But he promised you this, the ability and to stand up and be counted and worthy to be suffering and to die and for his name's sake.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
You see what he's wanting to do? He's wanting to change your way of thinking. Mm-hmm. You see, when you get that heart right with God, I bet there'll be a change up here too. I believe that in the case of, that's why the element of salvation is so important. That you realize how good of a salvation you have. You see, Peter began to get this. He began to click on this. And then I believe that's when God began to tell him. I believe he began to tell him, he said, Peter, up on you, I'll begin to build my church. I'll begin to grow with you. You the first one. You failed me a many a time. Hey, listen to me, friend. Listen to me. You have failed me a many a time. Hey, Peter, but you're willing to try. You're willing to step out. You're willing to bleed. And let me tell you, through your mistakes, you can stronger. And I will build my church on you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're never going to get wet once you're in the boat.
That's right.
God didn't say you weren't going to fail. God didn't say you was going to mess up. Wouldn't mess up. You will mess up. You will sink. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. You will never go to the bottom. Lowest, God is fighting for you. He'll keep lifting you up. He'll keep stirring your lips up. And he'll keep on until one day you'll spread them evil weeds and begin to mount up with him. And praise be God, you'll have the strength to rise another strong.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
You see, people are getting to realize, hey, listen to me. There is something here I'm thinking about. There is something I'm investing in, and it's a good investment.
Come on,
bro. Now we can begin to click on that. But let me tell you something, what happened to Peter. Let me just show you, fast forward just a little bit. Now we got Peter now, after all that's happened. After all the Pentecost happened up there, everything's happened. You come down to the third chapter of Acts. The Bible says what? They began to go boldly into the synagogue. They began to go boldly there. But what did he find there at the synagogue door? The Bible says what? There was one begging for alms. He was there. He fixed his eyes on Peter, expecting to what? Receive something from Peter. The Bible said what? Peter began to look at him, and he said, he held his bow up. I can just see him tonight. That old white boy down there lifted his bow up, hoping to hear the money tingling in that bow. But you know what Peter did? He fastened his eyes on him. He said, let me tell you something, friend. I have no part with any silver. I have no part with any gold. I have is a whole lot better. It's a whole lot sweeter. And what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And rise up
and that boy gave strength, and that boy stood up. I'm going to tell you something tonight. And what this says to you is something greater. It is the strongest armor. It is the greatest part of your life. Hey, if you're counting to be one, that is a Christ child, you can stand up and be the counted. And you can stand up and wave the battle flag. You can stand up and look the devil in the face and say, my God is real.
You say, I want to invest in something.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I want to invest in something that's better.
Yeah.
Down here, and let me tell you something, I have a part in this. I have a part in this, because why? God has called me into this part.
Yeah.
You see, I'm the same one. Hi, Peter. When God began to deal with my heart. Yeah, I remember March the 23rd, 1983. I got saved. But let me tell you something, friend. As the teenage years come my way, I could say this. I wasn't faithful to God. I was to begin to do stuff I shouldn't have done. I began to go to crowds. I swept in. I began to go to places. Let me tell you something, friend. I shouldn't have been here. But I'm coming to tell you something. Listen to me good. I said it Mother night. The invitation you bring of a child and where it should go, it shall not depart from that. Every place that I was in, every place that I went, I could hear them old preachers are preaching. But most of all, I could hear my mama down on her knees begging to God to bring her son home. I've been changed up, friend. I got into a situation one night with a woman. Let me tell you something. It was not anything like that you think already. That I went her way and she tried to get me into a cult of some kind. Listen to me, friend. You know something? And she said, when you enter the store, you can't get out except die by gun. Let me tell you something. I begin to think I shouldn't be in this place. You men, let me tell you something. You men, husbands and wives, I just got children here tonight. You better get down on your knees and thank God you got children. But you can get down every night and pray and thank God to protect them. Let me tell you something, friend. I will tell you, if you only knew what's out in this world that you don't see every day in this wicked place, and you say, well, that's Las Vegas. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. It's right in the communities. It's right in the doors of other people's lives. And it's around here everywhere.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brother.
I walked into a door. Every alcohol you can name of, every drug you can name of, and every perverted thing in this world you can think of. I walked into that. She said, whatever you want, you can take and have it all you want. Listen to me. I knew I shouldn't have been there. And I'm going to say, God, get me out of here, please.
Amen.
That's right.
She knew there was something wrong with me when she looked at me. She looked at me and said, what's wrong? I said, I don't belong in a place like this.
Let them know.
Friend, I'm going to tell you something. You listen to me. And I believe God's real tonight with all my heart. That man stepped away from that door and I could see a gun on each arm. He stepped away from that door and she looked at me and she said, here's your chance. You better take it. I went out that door just to run. And I ran and I ran. I don't know who the man was, but he picked me up. I was a solid road. I never said a word to him, but he knew where to take me. You see, God already prepared a place. And let me tell you something. I walked through that door that night. I tried to be as quiet as I could. But you know what I heard? I heard mama down there praying. I heard her coming off the ground. And I got in the bed. I shut my door. But I didn't go walk away from that door that night. But I heard to get back off the floor and say, Lord, thank you for bringing my child home. I got down on my knees that night and I cried out to Almighty God and He opened His arms to me and welcomed me home.
Amen, brother.
You say, God had another purpose for me, and I told you the truth last night, how God's blessed me through this world. I have a wife over there. Before I knew my children, and before we ever had a baby, God began to deal with me to preach. And I kept turning them away.
Let me tell you something, every good preacher out there has run from God.
Amen.
I began to run from God. And I went out one night. I said, God, I can't take this. I only threw $1,800 that night. That morning, I called in sick from work. I went through $1,800. I spent it on everything I could find. Brother Tim, I bought guns. I bought everything I thought. I never get my mind off of it. I said, let me tell you something. God put a hand on that woman. And she wrung my jaws that day when I walked through the door. And she looked at me and said, what you do? Let me tell you, I jumped the truck mad. And let me tell you something. God spoke to me and I looked down and I drug her. I drug her in that truck. I picked her up and I took her to the house. She said, darling, things won't change. I know. I went to church that night, Wednesday night, next night. Wednesday night. Listen to me. God looked down at me and said, preach. There you go. Alvin Copeland, some of you may know him down in this area. Looked at me and said, God, won't you open service that tonight? Lord, I didn't want church. Listen to me. I got up and the Spirit of God fell on me. And I preached that night.
Amen.
And I got down off of that and turned back over to Alvin. Listen to me, I haven't done yet.
Bless
you. You're obedient, brother.
Bless.
I was sitting on that pew and he said, "Nat's it." I said, "God, no, please, no." He said, "Nat's it." Well, I tried to bargain with him. I said, God, you said try the spirits. I said, if it's true of you, you'll let somebody shout. I knew it was him. I ain't ever tried the spirits. I knew it was. He said, announce it. I said, no. Right at that time, Alvin Copeland began to say, I'm well, nobody's got nothing to say. I'm going to come to a close. God put his hand on me. He said, I showed you last night. I see my wife's grave. And I see my two children's grave. I woke up and you could see the sweat where I laid that night. He said, I gave them to you and I'll take them away.
That's right.
Amen, my brother. Amen. I said, Alvin Copeland, I got something to do. He said, what's that? I said, God called me to preach. I melted like a candle that night. God poured his blessing on me. I went to the floor and melted it.
Amen.
This old lady in the very back of the church, she said, I've always wanted to shout, and she shouted from the top of that church to the bottom of it.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, friend. I don't know what you're trying to say in all this. I'm telling you this, God will equip you what you need to do. And don't be afraid of it, because He will not lead you astray. He is a faithless God, and He will take care of you every step of the way. He's already clothed you in the righteousness of Him. He already called you and with salvation. And most of all, He's put the whole armor of God on you. He's gave you the gospel that you can stand upon it. And when the world's on fire, that word will stand.
Amen.
The investment of God. You might be here tonight, first time you listen to my voice and don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You ain't a, let me tell you something, friend, you're not a stranger here tonight. God has brought you this way for a purpose. And that you may hear of something better. And that's what's in this world. You look on the news. You look out here on the radio. And you can get a newspaper. And all you hear is depressing news. And I'm here to tell you, there is good news today. And today is the day of salvation. And this is the day of life. And this is the beginning of your world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Most of all, he said this, all that guilt you have right now, all them burdens you have right now,
Listen to me. And all them things that you have right now that's dealing with you and tearing your life apart, God said what? I'm able to take care of you. He said what I'm about to do to you. Hey, when you step out of your seat and begin to come your way to the altar, I'm beginning to do a surgery on you. I begin to take that heart of stone out of your chest and I begin to put a heart of flesh that will beat in your heart of me. I will watch and write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I will clothe you in my righteousness. But most of all, he said, old things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. You're a new child with a new beginning.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And Christian people will go by their second birth than their first birth. Because the Bible says the first Adam was flesh.
That's right.
But the second one is equipped with spirit.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Good
for
us.
That's
good. Hey, as you stand your feet just a moment. Listen to me tonight. I don't know what you're going through. I have no idea what you're going through tonight. But I'm going to tell you something right now. God is working for you. God will help you. Now you can sit back there and listen to the devil and he'll tell you everything in the world. You've got all kinds of help coming. And you've got everything going to be took care of. He's a liar. You could be a Christian here today that is burning down and heavy laden right now. And you say, Lord, I just seem like I can't feel you anymore. He said, those that are thirst, let them come. Let them come. He said, there ain't nothing wrong going back. There's nothing wrong going back and finding help. We go to the doctors for checkups. We'll take our medicine to help us through sickness. God is here to help us through our spiritual life. So I ask you now, would you come if you're here lost? And you don't know Jesus tonight, would you come? Do you feel that knock on your heart? Do you feel that knock? That's Jesus standing in the door knocking.